At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, another busy week for the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team. On Tuesday, the team served a search warrant on property located off of Highway 12 in Wallace. Deputies seized and destroyed 858 marijuana plants as well as 952 pounds of growing marijuana. A handgun and rifle were also seized from the scene. Nobody was present at the site during the service of the search warrant. However, numerous outbuildings and trailers were processed for evidence. The investigation is continuing, and on Wednesday, the sheriff's marijuana enforcement team served an unrelated search warrant for illegal cultivation of marijuana along Rock Creek Road in Copperopolis. No subjects found at the scene either. The property had six large hoop houses full of growing marijuana. A hoop house is kind of a portable greenhouse, I guess you could call it. Now, there was six large hoop houses full of growing marijuana, as well as several rooms inside a large warehouse that were converted for indoor cultivation and contained growing marijuana. Deputies seized 4,376 marijuana plants at various stages of growth, as well as 788 pounds of processed marijuana. Evidence was discovered indicating that concentrated cannabis was also being made on scene using butane gas. The investigation is still active. No further details have been released at this time.
And following a reported two-day family altercation, felony assault and other charges have been levied against a Calaveras County man. According to reports, deputies first responded to a residence on Rose Street, Valley Springs, Monday, to a reported family disturbance. Upon arrival, they learned 27-year-old Cody Ponder reportedly assaulted a family member and threw a brick at that victim. Before leaving the scene, he allegedly broke numerous items, including windows, out of a vehicle in the driveway. Deputies searched the area for Ponder after taking the report, but unable to locate him. Deputies returned to the same residence the following night after hearing Ponder was back and breaking more items, among these, another vehicle's windows. Well, while on scene, deputies found Ponder walking in the area, placed him under arrest for assault with a deadly weapon and vandalism. Now, while in handcuffs, Ponder reportedly became upset at deputies as they began speaking to a female there and began physically resisting arrest and making threats to others on scene. Due to what transpired during the second altercation, additional charges were brought, another count of vandalism, and making criminal threats, as well as resisting deputies. Ponder was booked into the Calaveras County Jail on numerous charges.
And Calaveras County Superior Court Judge Thomas Smith ruled this week that incriminating statements made by Carl Carlson to Seneca County, New York sheriff's deputies in 2012 and to a Calaveras County detective in 2014 will be allowed as evidence in his upcoming trial, which is scheduled to begin next week. Smith ruled on a total of 8 motions, 6 from the defense and 2 from the prosecution. Carlson, 56, is accused of purposefully starting a fire at his family home in Murphy's in 1991 to kill his wife, Christina Carlson, and collect on a $200,000 life insurance policy in her name. Carlson is currently serving a 28-years-to-life sentence in Seneca County, New York, after he pled guilty to 2 counts of second-degree murder of his son Levi and committed insurance fraud to collect an insurance policy he had submitted just days before Levi's death. Judge Smith told the court he will entertain additional motions during the trial confirmation conference scheduled for 11:30 this coming Tuesday.
And with the flu season approaching, both Amador and Calaveras Health Departments urging everyone to get vaccinated against the illness. Calaveras Health Officer Dr. Dean Coletta says deaths related to flu are tragic reminders the flu virus needs to be taken seriously. Noting that in California, the flu usually begins to increase late November or December, Amador Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr adds, if you take a couple of weeks after vaccination for the body to respond fully, we'll get the vaccination, it takes a couple of weeks after for the body to respond fully, so getting vaccinated early is the best protection. Now, this season, there are several different kinds of influenza being offered, or influenza vaccines, including a regular and high-dose version for persons over 65. It's also expected there will be enough vaccine to meet demand. Both Coletta and Kerr remind us a yearly flu shot is the best way to protect against infection and prevent others from coming down with the flu. To stop the spread and other respiratory illness, stay home when you are sick, limit your contact with others, cover your coughs or sneezes with your sleeve or disposable tissue, wash your hands frequently and thoroughly with soap and warm water, or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. For more information, contact your local county health department.
And a few tickets are still left for tomorrow evening's 15th annual Amador High School Culinary, Floral Design, and Performing Arts Broadway Dinner. Starts at 6 o'clock at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. According to Amador High performing arts teacher Giles Turner, two tables of six are still available at $30 a ticket, or a complete table of six for $180. If you want more information or to purchase tickets, call Amador High at 267-0108. That's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. High school football action tonight. Mike McQuaig will be broadcasting the Amador Calaveras game live on KVGC's Sports Facebook page. That's KVGC Sports Facebook page. And you can join Frank, JD, and Jake. They'll be coming to you from Dan Barnett Field. The Mustangs hosting the Somerville Bears. That game also broadcast on 1340 and 96.5. And remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.